Today from the Ohio Newsroom, how one organization is using chess to build community. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Chess is having a moment. It's exploding in popularity nationally and here in Ohio. The state's largest chess teaching organization, Progress with Chess, has seen a 30% increase in participation over the last 2 years, and one organization is using this boom to build community. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports.
It's 4 o'clock on Sunday evening when people start to trickle into the Cooperative Chess Cultural Center on the east side of Columbus. John Hoffman is the first to arrive. He's been playing chess for nearly 70 years and is a regular. Then there's newbie Lynn Williams, a young woman sporting neon purple and blue hair, and Dua Juan Gure, a violinist with the Columbus Symphony who's new to the area. His chess skills are somewhere in between Hoffman and Williams. They are among the dozens of people, all races, all genders, all chess levels, brought together by one man.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Ernest. I'm the host.
Ernest Lavert Jr.
Bada boom, bada bing.
He's a local chess teacher and the founder of the Royal Oak Initiative. It's a social change and mentoring organization that also happens to be a chess club.
Oftentimes, chess spaces are really quiet, really focused. Everyone's just locked in. But we play what I call coffee house chess. So coffee house chess, it's the idea of we're having a conversation. We're playing this game to connect with each other.
The center is for everyone, but it makes a special effort to serve people of color. Its walls are covered in posters featuring prominent Black figures, motivational quotes, and Afrocentric art.
We like to center the margins. We think about people who have been historically oppressed and marginalized and kind of left out, if you will. So we very much center kind of the Black and brown community, specifically the people of African descent. We also really much try to make the space welcoming for women who haven't always felt welcome in chess spaces.
Players pour out their chess pieces and line up kings, queens, bishops, and rooks before considering their first moves as they face opponents they just met.
So another good move is
To match what you did.
Yes.
Okay.
The expectations for beginners and experts are the same.
One is you should know the name of your partner. Right? Introduce yourself. Number two, no one leaves without losing at least one time. And number three, share what you know and learn as you go. So we always encourage people to talk about the games, kind of get to know each other and grow together.
Competition isn't the only point here.
For us, we focus more on the community, some of the challenges we're facing around learning how to lose with grace. We find that a lot of people are having a hard time taking losses because we live in a society that very much only uplifts people as winners and tries to center people like that. And so we want to make sure that people know that you are not your losses.
As Lavert moves pawns across the board, he's not just playing a game of chess. He's reflecting on life.
Right, if my knight takes the pawn, so right now his knight's attacking my knight. Any two pieces that are looking at each other are attacking each other, right? One of the lessons we would always say is, right, I can't attack you without hurting myself, which is a really interesting like lesson, right?
This game is full of those. It teaches patience and perseverance, Lavert says, how to think ahead and how to understand yourself in relation to others. Those lessons reverberate.
This is now part of the culture of the street. Right? People are like, oh yeah, I heard about the chess spot.
It's all part of Lavert's intention to strengthen his community one game at a time. Eventually, on this Sunday night, those games wrap up. People slowly trickle out the door, left thinking about their next move. At the Cooperative Chess Cultural Center in Columbus, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.